개그맨이라니까. 쿨, 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 나이볼, 쿨, 뚜르네 노비체.
Ali lahko o folklori, o ljudskem plesu, o narodno-zabavni glasbi govorimo brez predsodkov? Ljudske umetnosti so nekakšen globinski jezik kulture in nič ne zbuja med ljudmi bolj prvinsko čustvenih refleksov kot potankosti in modulacije v njihovem jeziku. Kakšen je odnos med normo in napako, med zapuščino in novatorstvom, med potrjevanjem tradicije in problematiziranjem tradicije? Glasbeno-plesno predstavo Sisi in sinovi Simona Majerja, ki danes ob 20. gostuje v Centru kulture Španski borci, lahko brško ne postavimo na novatorski pol te binarne opozicije. Po besedah avtorja je odnos predstave do avstrijske oziroma alpske glasbeno-plesne tradicije ukoreninjen v pristni osebni izkušnji, obenem pa prenesen v najširši globalni kontekst, ki sega od tanga do Bollywooda.
And my relation to folk and folk music is that I grew up with it. So when I was a child, I learned traditional dance, and I learned some traditional singing, which is called yodeling, which you might know. The singing I learned from my father, and so I grew up with it basically, and then through my education in the opera ballet school in Vienna, I kind of forgot about it. And then the further I got away from home, like when I moved to Belgium, to Brussels, the more I was thinking again what is there on like artistic forms in the country I come from. And then I saw that like Argentinian tango and Bollywood dance was very popular, and when I tried some Austrian folk dance, the people didn't know anything about it and were always laughing about it. So then I started reflecting on it and getting more interested in also the ritual aspect of folk dance and also the spiritual aspect.
Tudi v naslovu predstave je vidna napetost med tradicijo in določeno obliko sodobne progresivnosti. Naslov Sisi in sinovi se nanaša po eni strani na Elizabeto Sisi Bavarsko, ženo avstrijskega cesarja Franca Jožefa I. in s tem na bleščečo konzervativno idilo izgubljene zlate dobe. Po drugi strani pa ime Sisi spominja na žaljiv angleški izraz za nemožatega moškega. Majer nam je podrobneje razložil pomen te besedne igre.
One of the reasons was that as we on stage represent some kind of a bit weird experimental folk band, and the name sounds a bit like a band name, so it came very handy in that. And then, of course, there is the connection with the word Sisi, with on one hand the Empress, which is a connection to the Austrian or, let's say, well, the tradition in this region of the world, let's say. On the other hand, it's written wrong, like it's written with a Y in the end. So it also has this story about the word Sisi in English meaning like a softy or a very weak man, or it's a swear word also for like homosexuals, or so it's it has also a connotation of that, which for the piece is very important, because we are dealing with the role of the man nowadays. So what is it today to be a man, and what do you have to do to be a man? Can you hug each other? Can you not hug each other? Is it okay to do all that? And I mean, the story about the Empress is also that in that time this monarchy was a bigger region also, you know? There was Hungary, there was Austria. So it fits also to the topics we have nowadays, namely, what is it to have a border? Is it even necessary to have borders, or what is it to have a home? And especially with the refugee themes that we have and that we are facing, it becomes very present again, these kind of questions.
V teatru Šentviškem za kulturni praznik 8. februarja prav tako pripravljajo projekt povezan z ljudsko oziroma v tem primeru narodno-zabavno glasbeno tradicijo, ki pa doslednje pristopa drugače, morda bolj neposredno od Simona Majerja. Gre za predstavo En godec nam gode o življenju in delu slavnega glasbenika Jožeta Slaka v režiji Braneta Kopača. Kot nam je razložil gospod Kopač, v predstavi ne gre za preizpraševanje postavk slovenske narodne in narodno-zabavne glasbe, temveč za poklon njenim tradicijam ter mestu, ki ga v njih zauzema Lojze Slak.
Zdaj, mi mislimo, da se bomo s to predstavo nekak poklonili njegovemu spomenu in pa tudi obenem zahvalili za vse, kar je pač naredil za narodno-zabavno glasbo v Sloveniji in pa tudi nekako približal ljubezen do domovine vsem zavednim Slovencem doma in pa tudi širše po svetu.
Kulturna novica je pripravil Aljaž Glaser.